how respectful we've been to Phil Walsh and his family. Showdown 39 looms as another incredibly significant opportunity for both of our clubs to almost send our final salute to Phil and his contribution to our great game. And one of the challenges for us has been, what's the right tone? I think that there's a feeling in the community that the real outpouring of emotion has been very draining. I think we're looking forward to, and we heard in yesterday's memorial that we feel as if it's time that we get back to loving the game again for the players' sake and for our supporters. And so Showdown 39 will be that opportunity. And so what we're planning is for the tone of the game to be very similar to a normal high-octane Showdown experience. As people walk into the ground, all of the pre-game activities will be pretty much as per normal, and with the ambience very similar, with a very unique element, and that is that we've looked for opportunities as both clubs to join forces in a united approach to this game. And examples of that are that our supporter groups have organised the march from the ball to be a combined march. Both teams will enter the ground through a single banner. Rob Chapman will be addressing our chairman's lunch pre-match. Both chairmen will be involved in the presentation of the Showdown Cup and the medal post-match. And so there are some really nice united moments, which I think are absolutely appropriate for this sort of a game. And of course, with Andrew and I have decided that it's an opportunity to commemorate the game with the issuing of the Phil Walsh Medal. Now, this is a once at this stage. It's for this game only. I think Andrew has earlier this week explained that we feel as if we need to consider this aspect a little bit more at the end of the season, as the emotion of Phil's passing goes on. But we think that to capture the moment, the significance of the moment, Phil Walsh Medal for this game only, is really significant and special. So we're really looking forward to it. It'll be a big occasion, as I said, high octane atmosphere before the game. I think people want that. The game itself will be full on, but there'll be a high level of respect shown for both supporter groups and both clubs as an event. Happy to take any questions.
As a runoff, Keith and Andrew, how do you then decide whether it should be for all Showdowns after this, or whether it should be left to the Adelaide Footy Club to decide whether they leave it as a lasting
legacy? Yeah, I think it's one of the we learnt in the John McCarthy experience that time helps clarifies your mind on these things. And you know, right now we haven't had a great opportunity to talk to Meredith or the family about it. We haven't really given Adelaide's incredible workload over the last couple of weeks, it's been difficult to even consider it long term. So I think we just take our time, sit at the end of the season and say, okay, is this the best way to honour Phil Walsh? Is there a better way? And we'll make that decision at that time.
Showdown Medal's always been for the best player on the ground. Something else as well to emphasise the team, as Phil would have won it.
Yeah, I think if you were to do it long term, you'd have to you would define the criteria. Right now, you know, I think both clubs will be approaching this game with Phil very much in mind, and we'll be playing tough, committed footy, and right now, it'll be the criteria we use for all showdowns, and I think that's okay.
There's a significant statement in the way you want to finish the game about applauding Phil rather than the minute's silence.
There
what
is.
Was the thinking on that one coming?
Well, again, it's about tone. You know, we see this as a final salute, if you like, pretty much, and where it's just an opportunity to say we appreciate Phil for everything that he's done and the man that he was. We've agreed that we don't think the tone of a minute silence is appropriate. We've seen a lot of that. I think it's time to move past that, and I reckon the minute applause just seems to be an appropriate way to finish the night.
I also think with a minute's applause, it's a good opportunity for the two teams and the two clubs to say thank you to the supporter base and to the football community for what they've done over the last couple of weeks in providing the support to those that have needed it most, the Meredith's family, to the Adelaide Footy Club, Port Adelaide Footy Club, and to all those that have been impacted by Phil's passing. So I think it's a two-way applause, one to celebrate Phil's life, but also to say thank you for the support that we've received.
Will this celebration, in a way, provide some closure, do you think, for both teams?
I think it will help. Everyone's going to deal with this differently, and that's going to unfold for some over the coming days, weeks, months, and longer for many. But I think it will help provide some closure. And as Keith said, from a football perspective, from a presentation of match perspective, it will. When we play the Gold Coast next weekend here, it's just going to be all about footy, and that's what the man himself would want, and that's what we want to deliver.
So this is the last sort of tribute that the club will now want to make in terms of a match day experience?
Correct. So the two clubs working together to do that. And look, I've got to say as well, it's not just about what's going to take place in here, which is going to be special, very, very special here on Sunday afternoon, but obviously, we're also providing football fans, not just the Adelaide Footy Club, but Port and football fans in general with the opportunity, should they not be able to get a ticket to this game now that it's sold out, to go across to Elder Park. We've got three big screens there. We'll be taking the broadcast, and that will also provide, I think, an extraordinary experience, and I encourage all fans to come down and be part of the broader precinct for something that I think will be truly memorable.
As we talk about how everyone will deal with this differently, how did you feel your group left the memorial yesterday? Has it been more testing of them, another day of remembering Phil in a mourning sense, or do you think they can move on very quickly from it?
Look, I think Perth last weekend was quite cathartic. It was important to get that emotion out. We all saw the images on TV, or for those that were there, saw it firsthand, and it was remarkable, and it was touching, and it was certainly heartfelt. Wednesday was another part of that experience, and I think every day becomes easier, but to that end, that's why Sunday, I think, is a culmination of the tributes that have been provided over the last couple of weeks. We don't want to ask the players to keep on going through those sorts of experiences on an ongoing basis. I don't think it's appropriate to them to do so, and we just want them to be able to get back into their routine, into their normality, and focus on footy, which is what they do best.
They still had a really long journey in footy, 32 years, 7 clubs. Is it fitting that the last legacy should remain at Adelaide, perhaps, rather than anywhere else?
Well, I think that all clubs will probably look at what they can do in particular with those that have been impacted by Phil. They'll recognise him in their own way. This was a loss for the football industry. It's not just a loss to the Adelaide Football Club. It's a loss to the football industry in general. So everyone will recognise and remember Phil in their own special way. That's why, as Keith said, this Sunday we've got the opportunity to present the Phil Walsh Medal, but over the rest of the season, the rest of the year, we'll work out ways in which we might recognise him both individually as the Adelaide Football Club and then collectively as two clubs in Adelaide.
Keith, with the whole game sold out at this point, there is a chance you can still get some tickets. Do you expect, with, I suppose, the rivalry put in the back seat for a little while, some Crows fans to perhaps pick up a 3-game membership report?
I'd love that idea. I'm not sure. That is a way of doing it. I think this is a game that people want to get to. That's an understatement. It's really important that if people have got seats, that they come. If they're not coming, make sure they find someone who wants to come and get that ticket to them, because you know, I think it's going to be one of those special events.
Keith, I know this is unprecedented. Do you think going forward this will change the nature of the rivalry between the two clubs?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think there is a sense that our supporters really like that rivalry, to be honest. It actually, it does drive the footy economy. What I think it does say, though, is that there is a capacity for all supporters to recognise the moment. And I've been very proud of both supporter groups and the way that they've been interacting with each other and the respect they've shown. And, you know, and whether it lasts, I don't know. But I think it's been a tremendous display from all of our communities.
And I expect that rivalry will return to where it came from, and I hope that it does. It's the greatest rivalry, you know, in footy, you know, probably the greatest rivalry in Australian sport, and I want it to continue.
Yeah.
I've loved it over the last 10 months, and probably out of that rivalry, it's almost unique. It's because of the fact that it exists that we've had the capacity to have people join with such respect in a moment of need. And I think that respect will maybe continue for many years to come, out of the moment, as Keith said. But you know, I want the Port fans to be doing exactly what they do best on Sunday. I want the Crows fans to be doing the same thing. And let's get back to why we love this game. And I know for a fact that that's the way that Phil would want it.